Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Thursday's edition of Block Talk Radio. This evening we have Mr. Marcus Lewis. He is the owner of True Glory Publications. He's also the author of Never Settle, Never Again. Are you on with us, Mr. Lewis?
Yeah, I am. How you doing?
I'm well. I hope you are doing well as well.
I am. I'm doing good.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what makes Marcus Lewis.
It's just so much. I'm ambitious, determined. I'm a role model. I just want the best for the people that surround me, including my nephew and nieces. I want them to understand that you can be anything you want to be as long as you keep God close to you and, you know, make your... Yeah, you know, pray and give God your dreams, and anything is possible to happen. So, I'm a fun-loving guy. I just like to I like to work hard and achieve my goals, and you know, things like that.
Now, I know recently you just became the owner of True Glory Publications.
My publisher, Shamik. But the company that I have is Marvelous Leader Publications. That's the one that we just getting ready to launch this at the end of the month.
Okay. So what made you do that? Before we actually go into the actual conversation about the book that you wrote.
Well, I mean, what made me go to it? My publisher actually pushed me to get into it. I'm just a leader, and I want to help other authors get to where I'm at. I don't mind helping people. A lot of authors and a lot of people out there don't like to help people out there and try to teach them because they don't want nobody to get ahead of them. But I don't mind. I have plenty of marketing strategies to help people, and I'm just ready to help somebody to lead and go towards and build their future in writing.
Okay. Now, your book, Never Settle, Never Again.
Huh?
Tell us about that.
Wow. I actually started writing that book in December. A lot of my fans pushed me because, you know, I write relationship status, so it's pretty much like every day. And that book right there, I really don't tell anybody, but the reason why I wrote that book is because I want a daughter when I grow up. And I want her to understand you don't have to settle for a man. You don't have to settle for just a piece of man. You don't have to settle for being second. And that's the really true meaning of why I really wrote this book, to let her know. I mean, it's a lot of women out there now that are settling. They don't mind settling for anything just to say that they have a man. And I feel like if we can get a lot of women back where they know their worth and they know that they should be number one in a man's life, there can be a lot of respect that guys give, you know, that gentlemen will give back to women, you know, instead of them calling the B word and the H word and don't, you know, mind, you know, settling for things and being baby mamas and things like that. We can get the marriages there to be true and the relationships. I think things like that will start going back together. So that's the reason why I pretty much wrote the book.
Okay. Now, if I'm hearing it correctly, you don't have any kids?
No kids.
Okay. Have you ever been married, or are you in a present relationship?
I'm single. I haven't been married yet. Hopefully when I do get married, that'd be the last thing. That's it. One wedding and we're done.
Now, how old are you, Marcus?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 May 5th.
Wow. So, ladies, if you're listening, we have a eligible factor on our hands. So tell us a little bit more about your other book. I saw earlier that you actually have two books.
Yeah, I actually got, like, I think six books out. It's Love for Her series. Now, that is a series, especially for women, especially really for single mothers out there. Is I think a lot of single mothers get out there, like, the fear, what they really fear is a man not accepting them and their child, a man that is going to play games, act like they want to be in a child's life and really, you know, don't want to be there. That's the reason why I wrote that book, to understand that, you know, there's a man out there, man that God has for you, that will accept you and your child, but you have to go through a lot of trials and tribulations to get to love. I think a lot of people just want love just to come as soon as they meet the first person, but it doesn't come like that. To get true love, you have to go through so many steps. You have to be hurt to know what it feels like to be loved, to, you know, to to know what really happiness is. So the book really teaches so many different areas like that. It's just a girl tonight who just went through a whole bunch of things because she wanted a man in her life and she wanted love in her life. And for her to get true happiness, she had to go through so much to get it. She had to really understand the pain to break her down to know what true love is.
Okay. Now, you made a statement that I'd like for you to, I guess, expound on. You said that man that accepts the child. Now, what if the man accepts the child but does not necessarily have a, I guess, solidified or title with the mother of that child, but yet he's in their lives? What's your suggestion on things like that?
Yeah, you know, maybe a couple months ago I was like that. You know, I didn't go with her, but I was in a child's life because, you know, the dad wasn't. And, you know, you help her ride a bike and you want to be like a father figure to her. She gets closest to you, and then the mom likes that, but, you know, you really don't want no relationship, but she sees everything that you're doing with her daughter. You know, it really is, it puts you in a hard situation because you don't want to back out of the child's life because y'all have a bond together. It really is a hard, difficult situation. It all depends on the people. But I was actually in that type of relationship like that, you know, as friendship. And now I'm not. And I know it probably hurts the child because it hurts me because I want to do much more. But at the same time, you know, I just got out of a relationship maybe a year and a half ago. And I'm just not ready, and I feel like she's not ready either. And I should have never put myself in that position, you know, to get in a child's life like that. But, hey, I was introduced to the child, and, you know, I want a daughter myself, and, you know, things happen like that.
So what's your recommendation on a situation like that, especially, I guess, if there's two adults in it, you know? They may not need that title, but they have that understanding that neither one of them are going anywhere.
Don't do it. You know, don't put your child into that because you guys don't know what's going to happen. You know, I think you need to introduce, you know, your child or your children to somebody that you know that it's going to go all the way. You know, don't play with your child emotional, because you're going to introduce that person and another person, and that may scar the children later on in their lives. You know, so if it's not going to be serious, don't play with the child, you know, emotions, things like that, because it's not really a good thing.
Okay. So I necessarily don't want to spoil the Never Settle, Never Again book, because I want to let the listeners know that you are indeed, at this time, selling that book. So if there was anything from that book that you would want the soul listeners to take from, whether or not they're male or female, what would you want them to take from that book so they would be intrigued to actually purchase it and to know more about your philosophy on Never Settle, Never Again?
Oh, that's a good one. you know, it's not okay to be a number two. It's not okay just being with somebody that doesn't really make time. You know, it's not okay just having a piece of man. It's not okay just putting your children out there to a different type of man that you know that's not going to be in your life. It's not okay just letting good sex play with your emotions and you know it's not going to go anywhere. It's just not okay to settle for less. You know, if you want love, you need to make sure that the guy that you are with really cares for you and really sees a future with you. A lot of people are just going by the present. They're not even looking at the future with them. They're just okay with the moments. So reading this book could definitely help you to understand that today you should not settle for anything. Don't get in the hype with everything that's going on now, because this new thing, this new class or whatever you want to call it, the new generation is pretty much messing up a lot of relationships and a lot of marriages. So we just need to all get back to that old school type of mentality and just let's go back to real love.
Now, do you think that old school mentality exists now? You know, you have a lot of career-driven men and women that may not want that full title for whatever reason, whether or not it's a distraction or if maybe they're just not ready because of their past, but they enjoy each other's companionship. Like, that's pretty much, you know, what it's all about. What do you say about things like that?
I mean, if you're just enjoying each other, the more time you spend with each other, somebody's really going to develop feelings. I mean, that just is going to happen. But, you know, what's going on, reason why we can't get back to the old school, because we have this new generation that's coming and they don't want to learn, they don't want to listen, they just going by what you see on TV and what you hear on rap music. And then, you know, our old generation, you know, they're perishing so quickly and so fast, so... And they know that the new generation is so hard-headed, they really don't want to listen. So, you know, it's just like a back and forth, and just like if we can get our ladies, our women together and revert, going, you know, going back and just being women, you know, just being classy women, then things are definitely a change. I'm not taking all the blame for it, because, you know, guys shouldn't be treating women the way they do, but a lot of women let them treat them that way. And I have one of my, maybe my future authors, she's calling in, and she could definitely weigh on this situation with me. I think she's like area code 305.
Okay, and I do see her. So if you could introduce yourself, area code 305.
Hello, my name is Makisha Coakley.
It is nice. Now, are you Mr. and Mrs. Coakley?
I'm Miss Makisha Coakley.
Okay, well, welcome to Block Talk Souls Radio. Now, I do understand that Mark is saying that you're one of his future authors. So what is your book going to be about? Is it going to be a comparison to what he's done, or are you going to have your own spin on things?
It's going to be pretty much similar, based on relationships, romance, drama, things of that nature.
Hey, now, when are you going to be dropping your book?
Could you repeat the question?
When are you planning on dropping your book?
I have one out now, Detoured by Love, and I have one coming in the new future.
Okay, so you've got two books pretty much under your belt. Now, tell me how you and Marcus, I guess, got to be in a partnership.
It all started from me starting out being an author and from working around networking through authors from Facebook, group chat, author pages, and we pretty much got acquainted through that.
Okay. Now, listening to what Marcus has expressed on, you know, it sounds like it's more of a woman type thing. Like, we need to tell the man exactly what we want and we desire. What's your thoughts on that with being a single woman? I'm thinking you're African American, correct?
Yes, African American. I'm also a mother of two, and I'm a single mother of two. So I agree. Like, before we jump into relationships, I feel that we should come off with telling the guy how we feel and what we really want from it from the start.
But again, I present you with the same question. What if the woman doesn't want that at that time? You know, they're not necessarily, quote unquote, settling, and they're not number two, but on the same token, for whatever reason, they don't want that title. You know, a relationship title comes with a lot of work, lot of energy. And so what's your feedback on that?
I mean, some women don't want to be in a relationship, but I feel that they should also tell their significant other that as well. Like, still let them know, from the jump, like, okay, I don't want to be in this relationship, and explain the reasons why. But they have to keep their word as well, because, you know, sometimes as women, we come off and say, well, I don't want to be in this relationship. Then he goes with someone else or do something else. Then we get in our feelings, and it goes from there.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you know, females are such an emotional creature, and even without saying, you know, I don't want that title, we also want to be respected. So if we're not necessarily coming off and being like, hey, you know, though we don't have a title, it's just not okay for you to do certain behaviors, do you think we actually give that man the yes to go ahead and do that because we're not in a solidified relationship?
I feel we do give that man the okay to do what he wants, but us as females, we tend to know, like, okay, no matter if we're in a relationship or not, it's just certain things you don't do. Out of respect, you should know your boundaries. I think that's how us women think.
Okay.
And with us, man, we get jealous, and we can't take the certain things that you women take, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we see y'all out there and we just supposed to be friends, we're going to get mad deep down. You know, it's like we're hurt, too. And we'll either shoot you a text or call you and let you know. I mean, it's only with certain people. You know, certain people can do it and certain people can't. But, you know.
Yeah,
that's
it depends on the person.
Yeah, it really does. It really does depend on the, you know, on a relationship with the couples.
Now, it's weird that you say that, you know, men also get jealous as well. You know, again, I have no issues with putting any of my personal information out there. I deal with someone that's older that I don't have a solidified title with. I'm a single mother as well. But according to him, you know, it's flattery for another man to have my attention, and it's not an issue for him. And I don't know if that's generational. So it's pretty awesome that we're having this he said, she said type moment. Because it gets really confusing with dealing with him. I don't know if he cares. I don't know if he does care. It's been a year and almost six months. So
he does. If he gets jealous, if anybody gets jealous, they care. Even if they say they don't, they do care. With us, it takes one little thing and we're upset. And so, like, a woman could say something or we could see her out and cheat on us. Every other woman is going to pay for it. But a lot of women, you know, as far as women could take so much. But, man, we can't. Because we really are emotional creatures. We just really can't take nothing at all. And so if he was to see you out with another guy, trust me, you would definitely hear it. Whenever he calls you, whenever he texts you, he's going to be jealous and act like he don't want to talk to you and things like that. But he does care. You know, 6 months to a year messing, you know, you guys talking, he got feelings for you. He just not ready to let you know yet because he probably has been hurt, you know, in the past where he had put his feelings out there and things didn't work out and he just afraid, you know, to do what he did in the past, you know, to go forward because he don't want to get in that same situation. I mean, I'm like that. I mean, I'm scared sometimes, you know. Like, I want to get in a relationship, but I don't want to put my feelings out there because I don't want to keep going over and over and over meeting women and women. And if I feel like you are my queen, because he'll know, because a man hears who his queen is before a woman hears who her king is. So once he hears, he'll go after you no matter what.
So what if he's not heard that you're his queen, but shares with you that he's attached to you for whatever reason, and that he's always going to be there.
Well, that's,
how do
I mean,
you know?
I mean, he'll know. I mean, if you go when he's a religious guy, then he'll definitely know. But it's not for you to know. It's for him to show those actions. I mean, I'd rather for him to show you actions than to tell you, because, you know, he'll play games. But right now, if he's not saying anything and he's showing you, then you know he cares. He's probably more of a guy that just wants to show than say anything, because a lot of women don't want to hear it. They want to hear they want the actions to be shown. And that's a good thing, though. But this man from 6 to 1 year, he's still messing with you. And, you know, you haven't got any suspicions of him talking to other women and things like that. Deep down, he just don't want to be hurt. He don't want to start over. Because you guys been together, not saying a long time, but y'all been talking. You know, I think Makisha, I think I understand the same way. I mean, if I've been talking to you for 1 year, I got feelings for you. I just don't want to be hurt. Because as soon as we get in the relationship, everything changes, you know? Like, everything changes.
And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that things are warm and fuzzy all the time. We've definitely had our share of storms, to say the least. It's just, I don't know, the stronger the storms get, it seems like the closer we get, and then we become defensive when others are not necessarily treating the other person as we would want them to be treated.
Right.
So it's right. It's a little bit confusing, you know, and I
right.
think getting someone, whether, because I've been married and I'm divorced. You know, I got married at the age of 19. I was divorced
mm-hmm.
2 years later. So I am indeed a hopeless romantic. However, I am a cautious hopeless romantic, if that indeed exists.
Right.
And I just don't, you know, with having a child, I just don't want her to be privy of the type of man that the other side of her gene pool is, you know, to put
yeah.
that in a very kind way.
Right.
People always joke about the word baby daddy. That's such a derogatory term. Like, the people that call those men baby daddies are actually saying that because they lack something to be called a father. And that's the saddest thing because, you know, people indeed feel as if a single mom can teach their children both sides. And, you know, some people joke about it on Father's Day and be like, I'm the father and the mother. I don't claim that.
Right.
I would love to have that maternalistic figure in her life. You know, I would love her dad to be in her life on a consistent basis. However, that is not the case. And
right.
you know, I give all accolades to any man that would want to be in another man's life another child's life at that capacity, because it takes a different kind of man to do that.
Yeah, and that's the type of man you want. You want a father figure. I mean, both of y'all are single parents, so you definitely want a father figure before anything, you know, because that's a big step. And a lot of guys don't want to do it. They want to play with your emotions just to get to you, and they don't really care about your child. They want to be. That's what you have to tell a guy, that number one, you're not gonna be first in my life. You know, my child is, and my kids are. So, if a man can accept that, then he can accept you, no matter how good looking he is or what he could offer. Because a lot of guys don't want to be number two; they want to be number one.
I agree.
Okay. So what does the future hold for the both of you? You know, you're both authors. What do you want the listeners to look out for you?
You go first, Makisha.
That's for me. I want the audience to look out for more books coming from my way, working with Marquise. Book tours, events, book signings, and just been a motivational speaker, like to help other women who are in the same situation or something similar as me.
Right. She's so shy. But with me, it's pretty much the same thing. I love to act. I'm trying to do a play. Doing a couple of films right now, doing this publication. I mean, I want to do so much. You know, I really want to be a leader to the young, you know, especially to my nephew, my nieces. It's just so much, but I'm just here to help and to motivate people, you know, especially with this book. I want to be a motivational speaker, and I just want to go to certain cities and states and talk to women and, you know, better them, especially like women that are single parents and have been in domestic violence, you know, centers and things like that. So I'm just here to help, and I hope me and her can team up and get this thing jumping.
And it sounds like something hit home because I heard a big grunt over there. And it is okay. I, too, am a – I'm not going to say I'm a domestic violence survivor because it's not anything that you can just survive. It's always going to be life.
Right.
It always gets triggered by something. So when
mm-hmm.
people say they've survived something, that means that they've overcame it. It's never there. You can never get over, you know, being hit.
Right.
You can never get over someone destroying your temple, whether or not it's your physical temple or your mental temple. So, you know, I truly understand if you don't want to go deeply into that because it does make you cry once you start talking about it.
Right.
But do know, honey, that regardless of what that person did to you, at the end of the day, you are indeed a queen, and he was a peasant, and he just didn't know how to handle you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So... how would people find you? I know that you've gotten some new friends, Marcus. My best friend has actually made you a Facebook friend, and one of the listeners tonight has also made you a Facebook friend, but I'm not going to put her on blast because I told her I wouldn't.
Thank you.
But, you know, how can you both be found, whether or not on Facebook, on Twitter, Google+, Instagram? How would people be able to find you to purchase your book, to hear more from you?
Okay. Go ahead, Makeisha.
My Instagram is Keisha_Bae, BAE, at the end, and that's for Twitter. My Facebook personal page is that one, and my author page is Makeisha, MakeishaC. That's my author page for Facebook. That's where I can be found
at. Say that one more time.
For Instagram, it's Keisha_Bae, KEISHA_BAE, as well as for Twitter. And for Facebook, Keisha Bae, that's my personal page. And for my author page is Makeisha, MakeishaC.
Okay, do you have, is your hair like reddish blonde at the end?
No, it's for Facebook.
Yes.
It's straight down the middle, but it looked kind of greenish on the end. Maybe it's probably showing great for you guys, but it's like greenish aqua color.
No, I see a Keisha Bae, but they have on a polka dot dress.
No, it's just a face shot, like a face picture.
Now, how are you spelling Keisha?
K-E-I-S-H-A.
K-E-I-S-H-A.
And it'd be
face,
B-A-E.
And it's three. Okay, I see. All right. And Mr. Lewis, how can future followers or those that want to be intrigued by your knowledge find you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay. on my Facebook page, Author Marquise Lewis. I have about three or four of them. And I got a fan page. I'm still author Marquise Lewis. I have a website, www.iammarquiselewis.com. And also my Instagram is at @IamMarquiseLewis. And also on my Amazon, you can get my books. At, look me up, Marquise Lewis.
Now, what's the pricing of your books that are selling right now?
We got price range from free to $4.99, and paperbacks are like $10.
Okay. And you, Miss Lady?
The same. It's right now it's on Kindle for free, and the pricing for the paperback is like $10.
Now, where are you from?
I'm from Miami, Florida.
Okay. You are down in the south.
Yes.
Wow. I'm sure your weather is way better than what we have right now. It's 62 degrees and falling as the sun goes down.
No, we actually going to the beach now. Like, it's that time for us.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not happening here. Well, I definitely want to say thank you for being featured on the Souls Block Talk Radio Show.
Thank you.
You can always let me know when you want to be back on. It's actually we're actually going to need a male next Thursday, Marcus, because we're having like a he said she said moment yet again, and
okay.
Most of the females are wanting to talk about can a woman love a broken man?
Oh yeah.
And so it would be interesting to hear, you know, your take on that because, you know, unfortunately, our genitalia does not allow us to really understand the male perspective.
Right.
That's probably my main reasoning on not really understanding what I deal with sometimes in my own walk with, you know, the opposite sex.
Right.
And Michelle, you're welcome to join us next week as well. You know, whatever perspective you can give, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And again, definitely at any time, drop back through the Souls Block Talk Radio. Of course, you can find me on Facebook as well under Sardi Adisa Izzard. You can also
mm-hmm.
find my Souls page as well on Facebook. I can be found on WordPress. And if you guys happen to be this way with your book signing, definitely let me know. I wish I knew that you were an actor, Marcus, because
mm-hmm.
I know a female that lives very close to Wilmington that does plays every Christmas.
Okay, awesome.
So I will definitely put you on to her as well because she's always looking for great talent. Now, I will have to let you know you got to be able to sing.
Can't do it.
Oh, you got to do some spoken word or something because her tag is so phenomenal. Her name is, just to throw it out, her name is Vanessa Richardson. You can also find her on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
So before we close out the evening, what would you like to say to the Souls listeners?
Go ahead, Mike.
As ladies first, you should know that by now.
Okay. Thank you, guys, for listening. I would like you guys to give me an opportunity to introduce myself. And I would like you guys to follow me, keep up with me, purchase my book, give me feedback. I take all positive, negative, whatever works for you guys, and stay connected.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same thing she said. Thank you so much for having us. And also, don't settle for a man, no matter what. Get the book. enjoy it, love it, and be on the lookout for us. So, you know, we appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Well, it has definitely been interesting for me. You will be the second male that's actually been featured on Souls Block Talk Radio, so don't think I'm not going to hit you up again.
Thank you.
I think us as females need to really know you know, that true male perspective, because nowadays it seems to be that males have became a little bit more emotional than I think what we're used to.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we're used to that hard guy and the Timberlands, but it's like now we're seeing more of the suits and ties. And in all honesty, I don't think some of us can really handle him.
Right.
We're so used to that. Like, not to say that he's not manly, but we're more used to that thug.
Mm-hmm.
And the thugs don't give you life. You know, thugs make you spend money on bonds.
Right.
So,
that's true, though.
I will leave the soul's listeners with this. You know, definitely put God first before anything.
Yes.
If you are a female and you're looking for a mate, that's exactly wrong. He looks for you. He is the king. You are his queen. Recognize your worth and always communicate, because without communication, there is nothing.
Right.
And if Michelle and Marcus don't have anything else, then we will definitely bid you adieu and see you next Thursday.
All right. Thank you so much again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
have
you.
A good evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.